Hi, Roy.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. It's going good. It's Nadine with Local Splash. I don't know if this was still going to be a good time for you.
Yep. Did you try to call us through the other line or the other company?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the only number that I have. So the
Okay, cool.
206
That works great.
858. Okay. Is that other number like a tracking number or something? Are you talking about the one that's on Yelp?
No. Well, there could be
Okay.
any number of Yelp numbers. Okay,
Oh, okay.
so I believe so we transferred some money to this card, just enough to cover your expenses. It should
Okay.
be on there now, but it might not go through and might take another hour before everything clears. But let's give it a shot.
Okay. So first things first, what's the name that's on the card?
The name that's on the card is Darrell Fish, DarrellFish.
Okay. Is Daryl with you by chance, Roy?
No.
Okay.
He's the second owner to this company.
Okay. I just want to make sure because typically when we're taking someone else's card, they prefer that I do the voice verification with them because it's going to outline the service agreement and all. It's for your protection, ours, and for theirs as well, most importantly.
Do you need to wait for him to be available?
Well, I mean, is there a time that he's going to be available today to at least do the voice verification with me? I'm going to do it with you on the phone, but I need to do it with him because it's his name on that card.
Okay. There won't be a problem. This is part of the owner's card, and we use it all the time.
Okay. At some point though, I would need to do the voice verification with him. And again, it's just for his protection, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll line that up. Okay.
All right. So, Daryl Fish, there's no like middle initial or anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And now, right now, the Google Business Profile, I see the phone number 206-858-3366, correct?
Correct.
That's the number that should be showing. Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then currently what I'm doing is verifying information with you because we want to make sure everything's correct. It shows the business name listed as Fusion Electric Service. Now there is an address on there, 9005 Second Avenue South, and that's Seattle, 98108.
Yeah, that's right down there.
Is that a home address by chance, or is it like an office, actual office?
It's a garage type place. It has a little office in back, but it's
Oh,
primarily
okay.
just kind of like a.
Is it an
It's
address
in
that
the.
you guys want to show on Google, or would you prefer that it be hidden?
I mean, we can receive mail there, so if somebody wanted to send
Okay.
us something, that would be good, but I don't.
Okay.
Like, we never receive customers there.
Okay, just want to make sure. I mean, it is your preference. I know sometimes, like especially if it's a home office, we prefer that the address be hidden. We just don't want any chance that someone might just pop up at your house, you know? So,
Oh yeah. It's
but.
not a home office. It's in the
Oh,
business
good.
complex thing. There's like a
Oh,
bunch of little
okay.
businesses there.
Okay, perfect. Then you're fine. All right. So let me just update this on my end. Okay. All right. Now, do you know the billing address for that card? Is it the same as the business address?
No. Hold on. It's right
Okay.
over here. Okay, here's the billing. You ready for the billing address?
I am ready.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta check one more thing.
Okay. No worries.
Okay. All right. So it's 9228 15th Avenue South.
9228 15th Avenue South, and is that also Seattle?
Yep.
And the zip code?
98106.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is MasterCard.
Okay. And it should start with a 5.
Yeah. Are you ready for the numbers?
I am ready.
5156 7698 3288 2881.
Expiration month and year.
Expires 625.
And the CVV code on the back?
388. And we're charging, what, almost 500, you say?
It's going to be, what we're actually charging is, so it's the $499 plus the $99 setup fee. So it's $598.
Okay. That's what I told him. I told him it's about $600.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to charge the card yet because what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification recording. And it's going to be for your protection, okay? I will also have to do it with Daryl, so I'll need you at some point to set that up with he and I on the phone, okay? Now, okay. When I am walking you through it, okay, if there is anything at all, Roy, that you do not understand, stop me. Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it because I want to make sure that you have also a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Okay.
Okay.
Now, are you going to be the only point of contact with us or do you want to authorize anybody else to call to make changes to the account if in the event, let's say you weren't able to call in and make the change, or do you only want to be the only point of contact?
Can we change that later? Because I don't know who's going to, well, for now it's just me because we don't know who else is going to become. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. So Roy, your last name, so that way I can just notate it all on here.
Stuckey, S-T-O-C-K-E-I-E.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
Stuckey, S-T-O-C-K-I-E.
S-T-O-C-K-I-E. You spell it Stuckey?
Yep.
Oh, okay, so like the O is like a U almost. Okay.
Yeah, Stuckey.
I don't like mispronouncing names, so I apologize, okay? Also, let me do this. You do get text messages on this phone too, right? I think I sent you one earlier.
Yeah, so the phone is a router through the number. The number routes through the different phones at different times.
But now, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message with our customer service phone number. Are you able to receive it right now if I text it, or do you want me to send it to a particular number?
No, you can go ahead and text it. We'll receive it.
Okay, perfect. If you can confirm that you receive it once I send it right now, so you're going to get this number to customer service. We're on the West Coast, so we're in Cali. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So those are our work hours. Now, whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or a concern, you're going to reach out to customer service. There's going to be a team dedicated to your account. Mm-hmm. I just sent you the phone number. I would like for you to please save that under your contacts, under local splash. So this way you never lose our 877 number. If you also look at that text, you'll already see that you have your username and password. So your username is going to be the 206-858-3366 number. The password is B, which is B-E, and then splash, all together, lowercase, B splash. You could always change it to a password of your choice, okay, if you choose to.
Let me get that wrote down.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready. So username is the number that we're speaking on, the 206.
Okay.
858.
Just one E? B-E?
Yeah, E as in boy, E as in Edward, the word splash, like a splash of water.
Okay.
Uh-huh. One word, lowercase, and like I said, you can always update it to a password of your choice. Okay? I'm also sending you the second. Go ahead. You had a question. I apologize.
It was all lowercase? Lowercase?
Yes. All lowercase.
Okay, got it.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm also sending you just this second email. Now, this email is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, and all it does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, so this way you're familiar with how the reports will look, okay? for your client dashboard when you're tracking your success with us. Okay. Now, I want to put a security question, Roy, on the account with us, and you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, which would be her last name, right, before she got married. It could either be your first pet's name or the city that you were born in. What did you want for the security question?
We'll go with the first pet's name.
Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue?
Yep.
Like the song, huh?
Yeah.
Or in the movies? Okay. I'm probably telling you my age. You probably don't even know what I'm talking about either.
But Peggy Sue, there's two of them, the movie and the song.
Okay. So then, okay. Well, you're probably still very young anyways. Okay.
Nope. I'm probably older than you.
No way. I'm 52.
No. Yeah, I got you by 4 years.
Really? Ah, well, we're still in our prime, I always say. We're young at heart, you know?
Yep.
Okay. Now, as I'm walking you through, I'm going to turn on the voice verification. So just remember, if you don't understand something, just stop me. So I'll go over, like, if you need to cancel, you call 3 days before the billing's due so you don't get charged. I'm going to also ask you, Roy, please stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. If you choose to cancel, you just call 3 business days before your billing date, which would always be the 9th. So that way you don't incur that charge. We part as friends. Simple as that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So, yeah, we're totally okay with that. As long as we see something or get a call through it or something happens that shows us that there's progress, we'll be fine.
Absolutely. So I'm going to turn on the recording, okay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Fusion Electrical Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Roy Stuckey. I am the manager and owner.
Manager and partial owner. Okay.
Okay.
I'll notate that just so that they're aware. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am the only authorized person.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Roy, it's important that you're actively involved in your, you know, in your campaign. What we're asking is for you to always have open communication with us, right? That we be in contact with one another. Whenever the team has an update, that you respond within a timely manner. So, like, we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the call, okay? What we're asking is if we do reach out to you, please respond within 24 business hours, okay? I also want you to be aware that when you start having more online presence, you might get companies calling you that are trying to sell you other type of online products, and they're not associated with us. So we're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $499 a month, okay? You're paying the $598 because it includes a setup fee to start all this, but moving forward, it'll be $499 a month. I want you to also get into the habit that when we do call, always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you, then you know for a fact, Roy, it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I do, within a 24-hour period.
Yes. Perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Let me explain what it means, because I typically do. Okay. It could be a little confusing. So what we're saying here is we are not saying that you can't do additional online marketing, okay? What we're asking you is that before you do any other marketing, okay, give us a ring just so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Like, we know you're on Yelp and there's other directories that you're listed on. But anything aside from that, just give us a heads up so that way we can reference and be like, oh, okay, yeah, go for it, because that doesn't interfere with what we're doing. Like, I see that you're on Nextdoor and other directories. So just anything aside from that, moving forward, just give us a heads up. So this way.
So that's what I'm trying to explain. Like, so we're certified EqualFlow Installations, which goes through Costco, which means that we get blanketed with Thursday. So there are points where they have campaigns that will list us that we don't even know about.
Oh, well, I mean, that's different. That's not something that you're actually paying, right? That you're running yourself, correct?
No.
Okay.
No, that's just part of the certified EqualFlow system.
Yeah. What I'm talking about is, like, let's say you decided you were going to run Facebook ads, right? You would call us and say, hey, just giving you guys a heads up, I'm going to start running a Facebook ad campaign. We would tell you, oh, yeah, I mean, it's not going to interfere with what we're doing.
Okay.
See, specifically, the ads that we're running is for Fusion Electric Service. Those are the Google ads we're going to be running, the optimization of that page. We're not doing anything else aside from that for any other company. Do you know what I mean? If that makes sense. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 9th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $598. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means, Roy, is that on September 9th, 2024, is when your second payment will be charged in the discounted amount of $499. Now, once the term's completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the discounted amount of $499. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I gave you, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't get charged on that date. So you already know, call 3 business days before the 9th, so you don't get charged. There's no cancellation fee. We just simply part as friends. Okay?
Sounds good.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Okay. Do you want me to try to charge the card now, or do you want me to give it a little bit of time? Because I know you mentioned something about to give you an hour.
You can go ahead and try. If it doesn't go through now, it will go through in an hour. So what will happen is they'll send a message saying, are you trying to pay Google this much money?
They'll be like, hello, are you guys trying to do something here? Okay.
Yes.
So let me do this. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just getting this set up. How does your schedule look? Because I know that they've booked all the appointments for the remainder of the day. How does your schedule look for Monday for your client interview?
Open.
Is
towards,
it?
Okay. Monday afternoon.
Okay. So now the client interview, just to kind of give you a heads up, we block out an hour. It could take about 30, 40 minutes. Sometimes it could take a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? But you don't need to be in front of a computer, as I mentioned to you earlier. Basically, they're re-verifying all the information that you and I verified. They're going to discuss with you more about the keywords, the search terms, the areas that we're targeting, the Google ads, the website, where to send pictures. So that's really where the magic happens. And that's why I like to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So bear with me here while I get this set up. I'll probably only need about maybe 6 or 7 minutes of your time, and then we should be all set. Were you able to view the emails that I've sent? Because I want to make sure that you've gotten them too.
Okay. Let's take a quick look.
Okay. Yes, if you can, because I just, on my end, it shows that they went through, but I still like to confirm anyways. To be safe, you know?
Yeah.
So you should have gotten two of them from me so far.
Yes, Nadine?
Yes, sir. All right, beautiful. Thank you for double-checking on that. So you mentioned that the card number is 5156-7698-3288-2881. And expiration, was that right on the numbers? I just wanted to make sure. Okay. And it expires June of the year 25. And CBB code is 388. Is that correct?
Yep. That's correct.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. If at any time you want to authorize anyone else on the account, you know, to make changes or what have you, just give me a heads up so that way, or let customer service know so that way we can add in someone on there for you, okay? Because if someone were to call in other than you to say, hey, I need to make a change, we're going to be like, well, we need to speak with Roy, okay?
Okay.
It did come back insufficient funds.
Okay. Then they're going to give me let me check that. Can you do it again in just a few minutes?
Yeah. In the meantime, to buy you time too, let's go over your notes, okay?
Well, no, I need to make a call because...
Oh, you need to make a call. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So just,
do you want me to wait or do you want me to call you back? You let me know.
Just, you can just call me back in a few minutes.
Okay. I'll give you like 10, 15 minutes. Does that work?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I'll talk to you then.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.